Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to the Owl's Nest. This is James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli, Nick Beck in the studio for a Friday evening of Lady Owls basketball here from the Owl's Nest. Gavin, there's a lot of excitement brewing around the Lady Owls basketball team right now.
Yeah, there certainly is. That happens when you win four straight games and get off to a 5-3 start on the year, especially coming off a tournament, an in-season tournament win.
Very nice, yes. So they're coming off a holiday tournament win over in Kane, where they, on the opening night, they beat North Clarion, and in the championship game, they beat Keystone. So tonight is a league matchup against St. Mary's Lady Dutch. Both teams come in with an 0-1. Oh, sorry, St. Mary's comes in at 0-2 in the league play. So someone will get their first league victory tonight that could go a long way toward possibly a playoff spot.
Yeah, and it's important to win these early ones. You don't want to fall into that hole where you're trying to dig at your first one, because once you get the first one, the pressure's off. You can go keep stacking the district wins.
Yep. So, like I said, a lot of buzz here at the Owl's Nest. Ladies program is certainly going in the right direction. 5-3 once again, overall record, 4-game win streak. Very young program, as we spoke of the last time I had the ladies. Actually, you and I both had them.
Yeah.
Very, very tough, hard-nosed defensive night that night.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And it was against Port Allegheny.
Yes.
That first quarter and a few minutes into the second quarter, really, really struggling to get something going. Then Miranda Davis came on off the bench and was that spark plug for the Lady Owls. And they play hard. The effort's always going to be a given there. And that's something you love to see out of a young team, because that's just going to keep building a winning culture for the Lady Owls.
Indeed, indeed. I just got a final score of the boys' JV game from down in St. Mary's. The Bradford Owl JV boys are on the winning track with a 12-8 final score.
All right, there we go. Yeah, hopefully the Varsity Owls can follow it up. Maybe they might need to score more than 12
they
points.
They probably will need to score more than 12.
But hopefully they can follow it up and get a sweep down in St. Mary's. And hopefully we can here as well, because the Lady Owls JV team won 17-11.
They did. Very nice. They trailed when I had first got here and started setting up. They chipped away at the lead. They got the lead, and they held on to the lead. So that was a nice little victory for the JV Lady Owls. I don't know where the referees are driving to tonight, Gavin, but I know they want to get rolling with the game.
Yeah, they do.
As it continues to snow outside. So we're going to get to the starting lineups here real quick. I'm going to give you the St. Mary's Lady Dutch starting lineup. Number 2, Hans Sloven. Number 3, Sura. 32, Beck. 34, France. And 42, Gornati. Gavin, what do we got for the Lady Owls?
We got Shavia Long. We got Mallory Craig. We got Mackenzie Taylor, Haley Keene, and Alyssa Johnson.
Very good. One change there from the previous starting lineup of the game we did. It's Shavia Long for Alexis Keyshore. I'm told that Alexis is the first person off the bench. So a lot of times that fifth and sixth person are very close.
Yes, yes. Interchangeable.
So they're making the announcements here. We're gonna try to hang on here until they do the national anthem. So we'll take a little break then. But, once again, thank you for tuning in to us tonight, Friday evening from the Owl's Nest. Shout out to Spider. I always do. He's out there somewhere. So we will take a short break, and we'll be back with a tip-off. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Thank you.
It's
298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
And welcome back. Well, we timed that just about perfect, so you folks didn't have to listen to me sing the national anthem. So we're going to get the introduction of the players. We've already given you the starting lineups, and we're going to get this game underway. The Owls are led down low with Haley Keene. You know, she's the right now the heart and soul of the teams. They get it down low to her, and she goes strong to the hoop. She can also shoot from outside.
Yeah. And the last time we had the Lady Owls here, she was their leading scorer with 15 points against Port Allegheny. And it was a good supporting cast. You know, a few threw in 6 points, 8 points. And that's kind of what you need when you're a young team.
Yep.
Just a good supporting cast.
Alongside Haley, we have two seniors, Mallory Craig and Alyssa Johnson. And they're good role players to help out. And then beyond that, everyone is a sophomore or freshman.
Yeah.
So they're very young, and the future is bright. I know Coach Blatchley's excited. You know, you get a feel about it.
There hasn't been this much excitement around the Lady Owls in quite a few years, and it's good to see. It really is.
Yep. So once again, District 9 matchup tonight against the Lady Dutch from St. Mary's. Both teams come in winless in the league. Someone will get their first victory tonight in league play. Let's hope it's the Lady Owls. Okay, all that loudness just went silent. Thank you to our sponsors, keeping us on the air and allowing us to bring you Lady Owls basketball here on WSB Sports. Once again, thank you to Nick back in the studio that takes care of us.
Coach is giving their last-minute instructions here.
Last-minute instructions.
The Owls are going to be in their home whites with the red trim, and it looks like St. Mary's is going to be in their away reds with blue and white trim.
I'll tell you, when I walked in, Gavin, I'm watching the JV game, and the uniforms are very – they wear the Lady Owls away uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like almost the same team.
Yeah. When I walked in, I thought we were playing Punxsutawney because St. Mary's is always blue on the road.
Yeah, so. Here we go. Looks like it'll be number 42, Gornati, going to jump for the Lady Dutch against Haley Keene. Referees are ready. Scoring table's ready. Coach is ready. Announcers on the board. Haley wins the jump. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. Over to Mackenzie Taylor. Back to Johnson. Lady Owls around the outside right now. There is Long with the ball in the corner. Back out to Johnson. Taylor with it on a wing. Down low to Haley Keene. Kicks it out to Long. And the referee is tall and in my way.
Yeah. Early on here, first possession, St. Mary's is in a 2-3 zone. So the Owls are trying to get it into Haley Keene inside and just hope for St. Mary's to collapse and kick it out to a shooter. No luck yet.
Yep. Keene kicks it out to Taylor, back to Johnson. There's down low to Keene, strong to the hole, and several bounces around the rim and out. St. Mary's with the rebound.
That was a good first possession by the Owls. They didn't force anything, and they came out with a good look, just couldn't capitalize.
Yeah, that same look all game would be very good. So Lady Owls in a...
The Owls are in a 3-2 zone of their own, yep. So St. Mary's going with a 2-3. The Owls offsetting it with a 3-2.
Lady Dutch moving it around the outside. They get it down low. And, yeah, Haley's got to stay out of foul trouble down there. I saw her reaching already. I know last game she got in foul trouble. Alyssa Johnson with the steal. Gets it across the timeline. Lady Owls with possession. Scoreless still here in the first. There's a 50-50 ball that long scrum wins for Mackenzie Taylor out to Johnson. Johnson sets up the play. Taylor in the corner. Down low to Mallory Craig. Down even lower to Haley Keene. Couldn't get the shot off. And the Lady Dutch come away with the ball.
Again, great ball movement there by the Owls. And that's a promising sign. I mean, they haven't scored yet, but it's the ball movement's there, and that's what you need to beat a zone. And we got a foul. Looks like that is going to get on Haley Keene. And it will be. So that's going to be her first tonight.
That's her first and the team's first. At the line is going to be number two, Hans Sloven, for St. Mary's Lady Dutch. So, as I said, Haley's got to stay out of foul trouble.
That's the key. It's important because you don't want to pick up a second one quick. You're going to be sitting on the bench for the rest of this first half or most of it.
Indeed. So the first free throw is no good. We remain scoreless here with 5:55 to go in the first. Second free throw is good by Hans Sloven. Lady Dutch take the early 1-0 lead. Okay, let's get it going now, girls. Johnson, Keene at the top of the key. Down to Taylor. Long, top of the key now. Corner for Johnson. Johnson can't find anybody. Couple dribbles here for Johnson. Picks it up. Gets it to Taylor. Taylor, free throw line to Keene. To Long. Ooh, I thought they had a look right there to get Haley down low.
They did.
They just got missed. It into Haley, but she's up at the free throw line. Back to Long. So good defense right now by, 32, Beck. Beck down low for the Lady Dutch. There, it's into Keene. Strong hand. She fights off the double team. Here comes Long with a little mini drive. Too hard off the glass and rebounded by the Dutch.
Ooh, almost got a...
Almost got a travel.
Yeah.
So last possession, they drove right underneath. And they really tried to draw the foul on Haley Keene. That might be part of their game plan.
Yeah, it certainly is.
There's a three ball and a scrum jump ball that's going to stay with St. Mary's. So we still have a 1-0 game. Lady Dutch lead, 4:38 to go in the first. Dutch are going to inbound under their own basket. There's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by the Dutch. And there's another three ball off the mark, rebounded by Haley Keene. Nice strong rebound by her. Alyssa Johnson with the outlet. Keene. Keene's going to take it to the basket. And just slightly off the mark. Nice powerful move. Ooh.
Yeah, it certainly was a nice move there by Keene. She just couldn't capitalize. And early on here, the Owls need to make sure they're getting some defensive rebounds. St. Mary's has extended two possessions with offensive rebounds, so.
Oh.
And that's going to be a foul on St. Mary's. I thought they might have gotten Keene there for going into the back of a Lady Dutch.
That's a foul on Sura. That's St. Mary's first, the team's first. So the Owls are going to inbound under their own basket. That was a shot by Johnson, a rebound attempt by Keene, and a foul on Sura. Long in the corner, out to Taylor. There's Johnson from the corner, hits a three ball. Alyssa Johnson hits the three, and the Lady Owls lead 3-1. 1-2-2 pressure on there now by the Lady Owls. There's a three ball for St. Mary's off the mark. Rebounded once again by St. Mary's. And there's a shot off the mark. And it's off the Lady Owls.
Yeah. The Owls just need to make sure they're getting some.
We need to get some position here.
Yeah.
Get some boards.
I mean, they're getting outboarded inside on the defensive end of the court, and it's giving St. Mary's extra possessions.
If you're given three or four shots, which there goes another one, and that one's good. That's a three ball from the corner by Hans Sloven. She's got all 4 points for the Lady Dutch. You know, four possessions there, you said. You can't let somebody do that. So Taylor's going to try a mid-range jumper that's short and rebounded by the Dutch. I mean, they box out nicely.
Yeah. And I do get sometimes when you're playing a zone, you're not going to get every defensive rebound because you're not assigned to a specific player. You have to just box out the closest one to you. But early on, the Owls have just had issues trying to get a board, and nice move there.
There's a block by Keene, but it goes right to St. Mary's for a three ball that's off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's again. Off of Sevilla Long, out of bounds. So St. Mary's is going to inbound near half court. It's a long rebound that time. Yeah, they're getting way too many attempts down here on this end. Just passing around the outside. And there's a tip, quick hand by the Owls. Very nice. Johnson got a hand on it, and Taylor comes away with it.
And that's what we were used to seeing with the Owls last week against Port Allegheny. They were getting tips and leading into transition, so hopefully they can do that again here tonight, and that's just a start.
Johnson takes another long three, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by the Dutch. Looks like Alexis Keyshore is going to check in at the next whistle, and there is the next whistle. There's a 30-second timeout by St. Mary's. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with you. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. Right now it's Hans Sloven for the Lady Dutch 4 and Johnson for your Lady Owls 3. We've only had two scorers so far in the game with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Nobody's in foul trouble at this point. One foul for each team. Defensive battle right now, but St. Mary's is way on top in the rebounding edge.
And before the break, you mentioned Keyshore was checking into the game, and she's giving Long a breather at the moment.
Okay. And there goes a three ball off the mark. And Keyshore comes away with it. Keyshore looking for someone open. There's Alyssa Johnson going to put up a three off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's.
Johnson's not afraid to let it fly here tonight. That's her third three-pointer, and they've been all good looks. So,
yeah. And there is a throwaway by St. Mary's over the back court. So your Owls trail 4-3, 1:15 to go in the first quarter. We just can't get a board on either end.
No.
So Sevilla Long's going to come back into the game in the next whistle.
I mean, normally when you give up five offensive rebounds in a quarter, you're down by 10 points.
Indeed.
You're down by one right now, so.
There goes Keen, gets a girl in the air, strong to the hole. So once Kaylee Keen gets her defender off her feet, she's right around her and lays it in. Very nice move. Lady Owls puts some three-quarter pressure on. St. Mary's breaks it. And there's a rebound by Keen. Taylor with the ball. Taylor's going to go all the way and take an impossible angle, but Keyshore comes away with the board to Craig. Craig to Johnson, back to Taylor for three, and nails it. Mackenzie Taylor with a three ball, and your Lady Owls are up 8-4 with 23 seconds to go. And there's a steal by Keyshore over to Taylor. Taylor off the, little hard off the rim, but 12 seconds left in the half, or first quarter. Lady Owls lead 8-4. There's a shot by St. Mary's off the mark. Another one, and a third one. Okay, your Lady Owls lead after one quarter, 8-4. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with you. This is Lady Owls Basketball, WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Well, Gavin, we got to be happy with an 8-4 lead after one.
Yeah, you certainly do.
As we both said, the rebounds on St. Mary's has out-rebounded the Owls. I would say it's 10-2 or something.
Oh, yeah.
But Lady Owls have remained strong. You got a few quick baskets there at the end. to extend the lead out to 8-4.
Yeah, and the way this game's going is reminding me of the first time we called the Lady Owls this year against Port Allegheny. A very slow start, and the first sub in was then Miranda Davis, and she kickstarted it.
Yep.
When Alexis Keisher came into the game, that woke up the Owls. You know, they got baskets, and when they can score points, they can do their full court press, which speeds up St. Mary's and causes more turnovers. Yep. So you have to be pleased. I mean, it's 8-4, but you have to be pleased considering the circumstances of what happened in that first eight-minute frame.
So here we go with the second quarter. Lady Owls with possession. There's Keyshore. Gets it down low. Keyshore, tried to get it into Haley Keene. Quick hand there by St. Mary's. Steals it away. Sura has the ball there for St. Mary's, number three. Oh, that's close to a travel. And they
got one, yep.
They did force a travel. Force a travel. Good defense there by your Lady Owls. So we've got Keene, Johnson, Taylor, Long, and Keyshore in the game now for your Lady Owls. 8-4 lead, 7:15 to go in the first half. Keyshore, Long is up top of the key, gets it to Alyssa Johnson, down low to Keene. Keene tries to get it lower to Taylor and throws it away.
It was the right idea.
Yep.
Just maybe a second later she would have had her open. Taylor was still cutting down there, and she's kind of right behind the defender working her way to the hoop. And I think it was just an early throw that
quick
caused that
hand
turnover.
By Keyshore on the other end knocks it out of bounds. So St. Mary resets. Lady Owls are now in they're still in a zone defense, but boy, it started to look like a man-to-man there for a second. And there's a drive. Nice drive by 42, Gornati. Gornati with a nice drive all the way down and a lay-in. 8-6, your Owls lead. So there's Sevilla Long with the ball to Keyshore. Alyssa Johnson, corner for Taylor for three, and she is fouled shooting three. So Mackenzie Taylor's going to have three free throws. We'll see who the foul's on here.
Looks like they got Gornati on it.
Gornati, it's her first and the team's first foul of the second quarter. So Mackenzie Taylor with a chance to do damage from the free throw line.
First one from Taylor is up, and it is no good. Here comes the second, and that one is off the back rim, no good. Third free throw here for McKenzie is up, and it is good off the front rim and in.
Okay, very nice. And your Lady Owls lead 9-6. Once again, they put that three-quarter press on. Sevilla Long guarding the ball. St. Mary's breaks the press, and they get it down low. And there is that too strong, but another rebound. And that's going to be Haley Keene's second foul.
Well, that's a tough call. Looked like from here, it looked like she had gotten all ball.
Oh, they called 21. That's on Mackenzie Taylor. So that's a good thing. That's McKenzie's first foul. So Gernati is going to be at the line for two. Off the mark on the first one. Yeah, Haley was right down there with McKenzie. And
I was going to say, if that foul was on Haley, that would have been a questionable call considering she had gotten all ball, and it looked like she didn't get any of the body, but they must have got Taylor underneath before Keene went up and blocked
the
shot.
So Gernati continues her scoring with gets the second free throw. It's 9-7, Lady Owls lead. Craig going to check into the game for the Lady Owls on the next whistle. Here comes Alyssa Johnson. Keene back to Johnson. Johnson drives and puts it up. And a little too hard off the glass, rebounded by St. Mary's. That's become the recording, rebounded by St. Mary's.
Yeah.
St. Mary's around the outside. Just trying to find an open person underneath or down low somewhere. Lady Owls, good defense. They get it down low. And back out. Once again, good defense by the Lady Owls. St. Mary's long possession here. And there's a three ball off the mark. And St. Mary's hustles for the board.
And those are 50-50 balls the Owls have got to get. Yep. Long rebounds out to the sideline.
St. Mary's with a very long possession here. Long cross-court pass, which is always dangerous. Stolen by Alyssa Johnson, who takes it all the way and is a little hard. Haley Keene comes up with a board, and she gets tied up. Jason Nuzzo always likes to say, when a tall person takes it down to their waist, the little guys can get their hands on it.
Yeah.
So Haley brought it down to her waist, and then it became a jump ball. So St. Mary's gains possession on the jump ball.
And during that whistle, Mallory Craig checked in for Alyssa Johnson. And I thought she was set for that. They're going to call a block on Craig underneath.
That's going to be Mallory's first foul and the team's second. I don't know if they're going to get her. Yes, they are going to get her in shooting. So Hans Loven is going to go to the line for two.
From our viewpoint, it certainly looked like Craig was set and should have been a charge, but guess not, and Hans Sloven hits the first free throw.
So Hans Sloven's got a chance to tie the game at nine here. Halfway through the second quarter. And it's off the mark. Haley Keene with the rebound. Lady Owls with a one-point lead and possession. Here's Keyshore. Oh, luckily Taylor wasn't ready for the pass, but she adjusted well. Here comes Long. Long's going to take a little floater. It's short and out of bounds. St. Mary's is going to inbound it. The Lady Owls could three-quarter press here.
It looks like they're going to.
Okay. Long on the ball. And yes, Long with the steal. And the lay-in. Nice move by Sevilla Long. Nice steal and a nice around the world move there to lay it in, avoid the block. See if that wakes him up. St. Mary's gets it down low to number three. That's Sura with her first two of the game. So Lady Owls with a one-point lead once again. 3:17 to go in the first half. Key short along. Long at the top of the key. Out to Taylor on a wing. Everything's in slow motion right now. Taylor, Long. I think everybody out there is tired. There's Taylor again in the corner.
This is where the Owls do need to take advantage of some of that tiredness out there, because everyone's tired, but the Owls are the ones with the ball, so they can move the ball quicker than the St. Mary's defenders can react. So it's important to get some good ball movement around here.
Taylor with the ball, out to Long. Long finds Keyshore. Back to Long. Taylor, given some directions, gets it down to the foul line to Keene. Little drive and a kick back to Taylor. Taylor back to Keene now up top. Keene's going to take a few drives and kick it out to Taylor. All the way back out to Long. And Coach Blatchley's going to take a timeout for the Lady Owls. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to take a break with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Two best in District 9?
And 10. No, and 9.
Okay, I will let them know. Okay. conversation with the ref there. Wants us to let you know that we've got the best scorer table and shot clock person, in the district. So anyways, the Lady Owls are going to inbound the ball, 2:13 to go. Both teams look pretty sluggish there before that timeout. It was a slow motion game. So here comes Johnson. Johnson tries to get it to Keene, but hits her in the ankles with a pass. And away with it comes St. Mary's, quick down court. That's number two all the way, coast to coast.
Good Hans, move there by Hans Sloven.
Hans Sloven goes all the way, coast to coast. Lady Dutch take the lead, 12-11.
Yeah, the Elves have just gotten kind of stagnant on the offensive end of the floor. They're not moving the ball as quickly as they did the first few possessions. It's a lot of pass, examine, and then pass. It just needs to be pass, 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 get the St. Mary's defenders moving.
Yep. So Mackenzie Taylor going to check back into the game. I'd like to see number four check in. Alyssa Johnson for three, and it looked good from here.
It certainly did.
It wasn't on target. Craig tries a reverse layup underneath, and it goes off the backboard, and St. Mary's comes away with it. Lady Dutch with a lead, 1 minute to go in the first half. And there is Hans Sloven again. She kicks it back out. See, they're moving the ball like twice as fast
as us. And it's getting the Elves moving, and it's getting fouls committed, and there's another one.
That's either Craig's second or possibly Haley Keene.
It looks like it's going to be on Craig.
Yes, it is. Mallory Craig's second foul, and the team's third. Mackenzie Taylor checks into the game for Alexis Keyshore. St. Mary's going to inbound, 48 seconds to go in the first half. 1 point lead. There is a quick hand by Keene, and the Lady Owls come away with it. They just look tired.
Yeah, and with 40 seconds left here, I wonder if Coach Blatchley's just going to hold on to one shot. You know, you can live with a 1 point deficit, but you could also take the lead going in the half. So right now it doesn't look like they're doing that, but.
Long with a floater, and there's a rebound by Craig and a putback. Nice, strong rebound and putback by Mallory Craig. Lady Owls take the 1 point lead, 13 seconds to go. Three quarter pressure here by the Lady Owls. They break it and throw it away. So the Lady Owls are going to have last possession with 7 seconds to go. They're going to press now as well. Try not to let the Lady Owls get a shot off. Alyssa Johnson's going to get it almost all the way down court. There's a three ball from Keene. And it's good! Haley Keene with a three ball at the buzzer. And your Lady Owls lead at the half, 16-12. Very good. So we're going to tabulate some stats. We'll be back with a halftime show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli with Nick Beck in the studio. Tonight, your Lady Owls are in the lead at halftime, 16-12 over the Lady Dutch in a District 9 league tilt. The game's had its slow moments and then its speedy moments, Gavin.
Yeah, certainly has. And those first few offensive possessions for the Owls, you know, they're moving the ball. I mean, both teams are sitting in zones tonight, so the key is to move the ball quickly, get the zones moving, and then you can penetrate, you can find open shooters. And the Owls did a really good job of that the first few possessions. I mean, they opened up the game with all taking like 45 seconds off the clock and a wide open shot, and they didn't hit it, but it was still a good look.
Yep.
And then as that first half went on, it just kind of looked like the Owls became more stagnant offensively, weren't passing as quickly, weren't cutting as quickly, and that's hard to do when you're trying to beat a zone is not passing quickly.
And defensively, they're down there trying to hang on. St. Mary's, you know, not even exaggerating, they're getting at least three looks per trip. And their offensive rebounds on the St. Mary's side are just staggering. But we're hanging in there. We do have a 16-12 lead. Haley Keene hit a long three-pointer at the buzzer. And she currently leads your Lady Owls with 5 points. Savia Long has two, Mallory Craig with two, Mackenzie Taylor with four, and Alyssa Johnson with three. So all five starters on the board for your Lady Owls.
Yeah, and then for St. Mary's, Hans Sloven's leading the way right now with seven, and then Gornati with three, and Sura with two. But you had mentioned that Haley Keene three at the end of the half there. That was a big swing of the momentum. The Owls have 40 seconds left, and they were down by one with 40 seconds. And I mentioned that Coach Blatchley might have been looking for one shot. He wasn't. They got a basket with 15 seconds left. They forced a turnover down here with seven, and that then led to the Haley Keene three-pointer at the buzzer. That was a 5-0 run in the last 26 seconds of that first half, and that could be a big momentum swing right there.
Yeah, for it's such a tight game with only a 4-point spread. That's huge. Both teams coming out here to get warmed up for the second half. So, I do have a first quarter score for you down in St. Mary's. The boys trail 11-9 at the end of the first quarter. Try to keep you abreast of what's happening down in the Dutch oven. So we're going to take another short break. We'll be back with you for the second half. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
We're here to help.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
This is your season ticket for sports. Welcome back to WESB Sports. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. Halftime here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls lead 16-12 over the Lady Dutch. Just to mention, our next broadcast at this time is scheduled for next Friday. Another league matchup for the Lady Owls against the Brookville Lady Rovers. So there's a chance that we could be on the air Wednesday. So if you are a loyal follower, you could check your radio on Wednesday in the evening about 7:15, and we may have a game for you Wednesday night. But our next scheduled broadcast at this time is next Friday, another league matchup with the Brookville Lady Rovers. Last-minute adjustments by the coaches. I'm sure the Owls coaches spoke about the rebounding, the boxing out.
Yep.
My goodness, the difference was
21-15 halftime St. Mary's.
Thank you. Mona just gave me the score. So at halftime down at the Dutch Oven, the St. Mary's Dutch lead your Bradford Owls 21-15. Tight one down there in the Dutch Oven. Tight one here at the Owl's Nest. Okay, Lady Owls with the ball. Looks like the original starting five out there. Here comes Mackenzie Taylor with a three ball off the mark. Boy, Bree Keene got slammed pretty hard
there. It's going to stay Owls ball.
Looked
like number 34, France. It was going out of bounds, and looks like she just touched it, and she didn't need to touch it since it was going to be St. Mary's ball. But like you said, Haley Keene did get...
She got elbowed in the back rather hard. So here's Long with the ball. Long up top, resets the play. Gets it over to Johnson. Johnson out to Taylor. Taylor down low to Craig. Craig looks for Keene, and it's taken away. Keene comes up with it. Lady Owls reset it again. There's Johnson, top of the key. Long. Boy, they're really trying to get it down to Keene. But when Keene gets the look, it's almost like a triple team, Gavin.
Yeah. And I will say the Owls are doing a much better job here in the first minute or so of the second half, moving the ball. I mean, it's a lot more quicker. There's a lot more purpose to each pass, and that's what you like to see. As that one was tipped out of bounds, it's going to remain Lady Owls ball.
Once again, trying to get it into Keene. So the defense is collapsing on Keene, three girls at a time when they try to get it inside to her. There's Taylor with the ball into the corner for Johnson. Back out to Taylor. Taylor resets it. Johnson's going to take a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. St. Mary's across the timeline. Pass to the corner. Lady Owls in a 2-3 zone. There's a steal by Johnson. Johnson's going to try to go court end to end. She's fouled and one. Old fashioned, and she gives a little flex there, Gavin.
That was a heck of a play by Alyssa. You know, she got the steal at the defensive end, took it all the way down, and there's three St. Mary's players surrounding her, went through up through the contact, laid it in, and gets rewarded with the free throw here.
Yeah, the old-fashioned three-point play. She come down with the flexing. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, they did get France on that foul for the...
That's France's first and the team's first.
And Johnson puts in the free throw, count it, and the Lady Owls lead 19-12.
Nice 7-point lead, three-quarter court pressure here. And they break it across the timeline. Double team in no man's land. Okay, it goes off the Lady Owls. Nice double team there by Johnson and Craig. Craig got hit in the jaw, looks like.
We got someone that's bleeding.
Okay, we're not going to stop the game for the blood. And there's a layup for St. Mary's. I didn't see who scored that layup.
I believe it was number 32, Beck.
Okay. So we had an elbow, it looked like, maybe to the mouth of Mallory Craig. She was trying to get off and signal to the refs that she was bleeding, but they did not recognize it. So here we go. We're going to get underway. Let's see. I would say Keyshore, right? Keyshore is into the game for Mallory Craig. Lady Owls with a 5-point lead, 19-14. Taylor, Johnson, tries to get it down low to Keene, but it's batted out back to Johnson. Johnson back to Taylor. Taylor looks low and gets it to Long for a long three-pointer. And it's off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Long guards the ball outside. Johnson in the corner with the defense. There's a long pass across court, and that always spells no man's land. Keyshore with the steal. Gets it to Johnson. Those long cross-court passes often get intercepted. There's Long in the corner, has it tipped away, and it's off Long. And it's going to be Lady Dutch ball, 19-14, Lady Owls lead.
And checking in here for St. Mary's is number 34, France. And you mentioned earlier in the first half that you would like to see number four on the Lady Owls check in. That's Miranda Davis, and I 100% agree with you. Last, you know, she's like a spark plug out there. When she gets in there, she just causes havoc defensively, and it results in turnovers, and the turnovers results in points, and it's just a continuing cycle. And I wonder if in this third quarter, Coach Blatchley goes to number four.
So on that end, there was a block out of bounds by Keyshore. St. Mary's retains possession. Three ball off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's. And it's put up, and there's a second foul on Haley Keene. She's still okay with only two fouls here in the second half.
They actually didn't get Keene with that one.
Did they not?
No, they did not. They got Taylor.
Mackenzie Taylor, not Keene. Okay.
And
42, Gornati's going to be at the line. Nails the first one.
Here comes the second one from Gornati. Dribbles, puts it up, and that one's good as well. So it is a three-point Lady Owls lead as they lead 19-16.
Four-point run there for St. Mary's. Cut into the seven-point lead. So Lady Owls need to get it going on offense here. There's Keyshore out to Taylor. Keene way outside and tries to get it into Taylor. At the foul line, kicks it out to Craig back in the game.
Travel.
And there's a travel on Craig. So Mallory Craig is back into the game after getting hit in the mouth. There's a little pressure by your Lady Owls. And a break the timeline. Dutch with the ball, down by three.
There's a foul
on Craig. Mallory Craig, that's going to be her third foul.
Yeah, it looks like Coach Ball actually is going to get Long in there for her.
Long's going to come in for Craig. So a bit of foul trouble there for Mallory. There's a three ball by St. Mary's off the mark. And a 50-50 ball won by St. Mary's. Gavin, just... they're being out-hustled right now.
Yeah, and that rebound was a lot tougher than the other ones. That was just an awful miss, and you don't practice rebounding awful misses. That was, and it was just a long rebound. Unfortunate that the Lady Owls couldn't come up with that one, but at the moment, they just can't get a defensive rebound, and then there's Haley Keene getting one, so that's what you like to see right there.
Very good. And Owls with possession. 19-16 lead. 3:32 to go in the third quarter. Taylor, Johnson. Johnson gets it down low to Keyshore, back out to Long. Johnson, Keyshore down low, quick shot off the mark. Rebounded by Beck. They break the pressure. They get it down low.
Oh,
there's a
big
block.
Time block.
Big block by Haley Keene out of bounds. Almost into the first row. Big smile from Keene on that one. 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Lady Owls lead 19-16. A little closer of a game than I care to have it. Good defense by the Lady Owls. Just passing around the outside. There's a three ball. Off the mark, Taylor with a rebound.
Good board there on that three-pointer. The Owls have been having trouble collecting rebounds on three-pointers tonight, but they get one there. Pushed it the other way, and Haley Keene puts it in for two.
Keene with a little floater from the side, maybe 7-foot floater. Tough angle, and gets it to go in. And there's number two taking it. Keene with a block.
And she kept it in bounds. What a play there
and
by Keene.
And Sloven took it to coast. And Keene swatted it out. There's a foul on Hanslovan. That's going to be her first and the team's second. So Keene with a strong effort down low on the offensive end. Gets down to the other end of the court fast and blocks the layup attempt. Coach Blatchley takes a timeout. We're going to take a timeout with him. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, coming out of the timeout, it's going to be St. Mary's ball.
Lady Owls ball.
Lady Owls
St.
Basketball.
Mary's called the timeout. It'll be Lady Owls ball.
And Lady Owls with the ball, 2:17 to go, and a 5-point lead now. Johnson takes it down low, puts up a jumper. Off the mark.
That's a good
rebounded
look.
By St. Mary.
Really good luck there from Alyssa Johnson. Just unlucky that it didn't fall.
There's a... Oh.
St. Mary definitely got away with the travel on
I
that
know.
One.
I just rumbled. Everybody do the Owls rumble. There's Alyssa Johnson with a steal. She's going to pull it up. Take a three ball. And she called it off the board. Alyssa Johnson with a three ball banked in.
Yeah.
I heard her call it,
yeah,
Gavin.
I didn't know they were open.
There's
at
Alyssa
809.
Johnson with the quick hands and almost a steal again. Lady Owls up by 8. 1:32 to go in the third. There's a strong move inside. St. Mary's off the mark. Haley Keem with the rebound. Lady Owls off and running. Here comes Long. Long Keen's going to take a three ball off the mark. Game got very exciting here.
Yeah.
St. Mary's brings it across the timeline, trailing by 8. And there's a quick hand by Taylor. St. Mary's maintains possession. There's a three ball, and it's good. That's Gornati with the three ball.
That's a big,
50 seconds to go, 5-point game.
That was a big-time shot there from Gornati. St. Mary's hadn't been able to get really anything going offensively. The Owls were going on a little run, and then you just kind of hit that three to take some of the life out of the building here.
They get it down low to Keene in a double team. Kicks it out to Taylor for three. Oh, off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. And there's some good defense by Keyshore. Keyshore tied it up there, but they break it free. Here's a three ball for St. Mary's. Off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's. And a block again by Keen. And there's a St. Mary's foul on Alyssa Johnson. 32. That's going to be Beck. That's Beck's first foul. The team's third, but there's only 13 seconds to
Haley
go.
Haley Keen's doing a tremendous job tonight inside by blocking shots. And the best way to block shots is to be available. And she's available because she doesn't have any foul trouble tonight. And so that's a plus.
7 seconds with the Owls of the ball. Looking for down low. Johnson takes it all the way in off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. So your Lady Owls lead after three quarters, 24-19. We'll take a short break. Be back for an exciting fourth quarter finish. This is Lady Owls basketball, WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. D9 league game here for the Lady Owls. They lead by 5 going into the fourth quarter, Gavin. The Lady Owls have scored 8 points in the first three quarters. I'm not going to go out on a limb, but I think if they get 8 more points in this quarter, they'd be in good shape.
I think they would be, yeah. And at the moment, how this game's playing out right now, St. Mary's is going to have to start fouling if the Owls hold on to this lead. So
the Owls take the court with Keyshore, Long, Johnson, Taylor, Keene. St. Mary's with the opening possession of the final quarter here. Tell you, Alyssa Johnson's got them hands going. That's going to be a foul. I'm going to say it's on Keen, but I'm always wrong.
You're right.
I got it this time.
You're right this time.
So that's Haley Keene's second foul, which is fine. You like to see her get fouls because you want her to be aggressive.
Yes.
Just not too many fouls. Two fouls in the fourth quarter is just fine. Alyssa Johnson, quick hand again, out of bounds off her. She's liking them steals right now a whole lot. St. Mary's tried to inbound from under their own basket. They do get it inbounded. Long court, long pass, cross court. There's another quick hand, but they maintain possession. And there's another block by Keen. Keen has asserted herself. Heck, she's got three or four blocks in the last 10 minutes of play. They're going to let Mackenzie Taylor shoot from the free throw line. Keen's going to get the strong rebound and the lay-in. Haley Keen with a lay-in to give the Lady Owls a 7-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Ooh, Long goes for the steal. Just misses it. There's a three ball off the mark. And a scrum. Jump ball going to go to St. Mary's.
Haley Keen didn't block that ball on that three-pointer, but her presence there 100% caused that miss because that came up well short because you have to put more loft on it when she's coming at you looking to block a shot.
Mallory Craig's going to check in at the next whistle. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. Lady Owls lead by seven. Trying to win their fifth game in a row. Johnson puts it up, and it's going to be too hard and off the Owls for the rebound. So St. Mary's possession. Mallory Craig comes in for Sevilla Long. Nice rotation here by the coaches. Keep players, you know, fresh.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you go into a zone press on every make, so, or dead ball.
St. Mary's across the timeline, thrown away. Here goes Mackenzie Taylor. She's going to try to go coast to coast, and she does come up short. Now St. Mary's is going to try the same.
That's a great job by Keyshore getting back.
Yes. Keyshore gets all the credit for that. She got back and stopped the uncontested layup.
Heck of a play.
And Mallory Craig came away with a rebound. Down low to Keen. You're not stopping her there. Haley Keen puts it in. Lady Owls lead by nine.
And they've really sped up St. Mary's now. When you get a 9-point lead with 5 minutes left in the defense you're playing, you're speeding them up and you're causing turnovers just like you do right there.
That's another turnover by the St. Mary's Lady Dutch. So your Owls have picked up the pace. Haley Keen on both ends right now, asserting herself, blocking on one side and making power moves on the other side. Lead by nine, 5:44 to go in the game. Keen up top. Gets it to Taylor, give and go. You're not stopping that either. Haley Keen lays it in. Nice give and go at the foul line with Mackenzie Taylor. Lady Owls with pressure on the ball. There's Keen with a double swat out of bounds.
Yeah, heck of a play there by Haley on the sideline. It wasn't a shot, it was a pass, but Haley said, you're not getting that through here.
I watch WWE, and there's a dude that does that double. If people watch, they know. But anyway, she just did the double swat into the first row. So St. Mary's retains possession. Long going to check back into the game on the next whistle. Three ball from St. Mary's off the mark. And there is a rebound, strong rebound by St. Mary's. Down to 5 minutes to go in the game. St. Mary's coach not happy. Putting two subs in here. I don't know what his unhappiness was, but a couple of his players not doing what he wanted there. So it goes out of bounds off St. Mary's. It's going to be Lady Owl's ball with an 11-point lead. Like to see him take a little time off this clock.
Yeah, especially with 5 minutes. You're up by 11. It seems like the wheels are falling off for St. Mary's at the moment. Right now, time is your friend.
There's a down low to Keyshore, who's fouled. going to get two shots.
Yeah, it's all come unraveled for the Lady Dutch right now. The Owls are doing anything they really want offensively and defensively.
St. Mary coach is going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Heritage design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. Nice little run here for the Lady Owls. 6-0 run here in the fourth quarter to take an 11-point lead and pretty much put a lock on this game. We'll see, Gavin. But
yeah, I mean, right now time's their best friend. Keisha's going to go to the line here and shoot a few. But it's just become unraveled with the Lady Dutch. I mean, offensively, they can't get anything going. And defensively, the Lady Owls are doing really anything they want. And it really starts with Haley Keene. Coach Blatchley and the coaching staff have done a great job this quarter setting up some plays and sets that revolve around her. The give and go there that really capped off this run was a heck of a play and a heck of a set there by Coach Blatchley and the staff.
Keyshore's trying to get on the board for the first time in the game and the first bench points for the Lady Owls. All five starters have the 30 points thus far. Keyshore's second one is up, and it is good. So Alexis Keyshore is on the board, which is nice. Her defensive presence has been felt. There she is with tough defense again.
Almost came with a steal there.
Lady Owls looking to win their fifth game in a row. It's been a while since that's happened, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they do have a buzzsaw game on Wednesday, a non-league game against Warren. But they could find out where they are when you play Warren.
Yeah, the Lady Dragons are going to be a great test for them.
There's a jump ball created by Keene. It's going to stay with Bradford.
Yeah, Wednesday, they're going to learn a lot from that game with Warren. Win or lose, I mean, if you win, we can hang with these guys, and lose, you learn from it, you grow from it, and you move on to the next.
Yeah, Warren's certainly as tough as anybody in District 9. They're in District 10, obviously, and they're a powerhouse over there. Like you said, if they could pull a win off there, boy, it'd be off the charts.
Yeah. But
just the experience, learning, playing against a good team should help them with their league play. Looks like they're going to get their first league win tonight to go to 1-1.
That was a really good possession there by Gornati. She got the five count on Keene. Keene put a couple of moves on her. She wasn't biting at any of them and stayed within the arm's length of her and caused the violation on the Lady Owls there.
Very nice defense by Gornati. So, judging by the coach's tone, the Lady Dutch better do what the coach wants them to do this time. There's a quick hand by Johnson. Creates the steal. Mallory Craig comes up with the ball back to Johnson. Alyssa Johnson with those quick hands just stealing everything right now. Lady Owls, but 12-point lead, 3:23 to go in the game. Haley Keene's going to take it down low all the way. Looked like she might have been fouled, but they didn't get it. So there's going to be a jump ball, and that's going to go, I believe, to
Lady Owls.
Is it? Going to stay there with the Owls?
Yeah, Lady Owls ball. Good job by Mallory Craig to tie up that ball off the St. Mary's rebound, and it looks like St. Mary's is asking for a timeout, and he gets one.
Okay. St. Mary's takes a timeout. We're going to take the timeout with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. St. Mary's coach frustrated right now with his team's performance, and they took another timeout. Lady Owls have taken control here with a 7.7-0 run in the fourth quarter to open it up to a 12-point game. And they also have possession with 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go.
Yep.
So once again, Lady Owls looking for their fifth consecutive win, Gavin.
Yeah, and it's a big win because, like we mentioned earlier, they haven't won yet in league play. You finally get that one in league play, and then you can just keep stacking them. Before the break, we mentioned Warren, but beyond Warren, you got Brookville next Friday, and that's going to be a good test, too. I mean, Brookville's always tough, and I mean, no league game is easy. No league game is easy. It's like the NFL. No division game is easy. They're all going to be hard no matter how good or how bad the opposing team is.
It's a five-second call, I think the ref said. Yes, five-second call on the inbound pass. It's going to be...
I think they got it. I think Johnson threw it in time, but it was tipped out of bounds by St. Mary's.
Okay. She held up her hand like this.
Yeah.
So Lady Owls with the ball. Long throws it away. Her and Mallory Craig were not on the same page. That's okay. Come on, ladies. Let's play some tough defense. Finish it off strong here. Coach Blatchley encouraging his team. There's a pass down low to a wide open France. France gets her first 2 points of the game, and it's a 10-point game. Pressure put on. Lady Owls break through it nicely. Here comes Johnson. Johnson's going to go all the way and a little too hard off the backboard. So St. Mary's comes away with a rebound. Lady Owls don't want to get too sloppy here at the end.
No, especially St. Mary's goal right now with that press is to speed them up and force turnovers.
There's
and they
a
just
three
hit
ball.
Free.
There's a three ball by Beck. So five quick points for St. Mary's. Got this down to a seven-point game. Long is going to take it all the way and off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Long is hurt. Long has twisted an ankle. Come down on her ankle on that layup attempt.
Yeah, the Owls. Tough few possessions there. St. Mary's is in this press, and their goal is to get turnovers or speed up the Owls, and they're doing it. You know, as Bradford, you know, you had the time. Yeah. Once you beat the press, pull it out. I mean, that was two possessions that you only took 10 seconds off each time, if that. And St. Mary's came down canned to three, and it's a seven-point game just like that.
There goes. I see Coach Funk putting his hand out to slow him down.
Yeah.
Use up some time. They're going to have to foul him. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the game. Lady Owls by seven.
Just clear out. Go four corners here. Make them. That's what they're doing. They're just once that count is getting to three or four, you're passing it away and resetting everything.
And they've only got there's a timeout taken by. It's a full timeout, so we're going to take a break with them. Lady Owls lead 31-24 with a minute 46 to go. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick with Gavin Piscatelli here at the Owl's Nest. St. Mary's on a quick 4-0 run there. Or, sorry, 5-0 run. Cut the Owls' lead to 7. Coach Blatchley took a timeout. Lady Owls can burn some time off the clock.
Yeah.
St. Mary's only has one foul right now as a team. So they need four more. Really, you could just burn up some clock and take the fouls.
Right now, the clock is the Owls' best friend. I mean, like you said, they're up by 12. It got cut to 7, and part of that is St. Mary's came to 3, but then they just kind of became a little bit sloppy because St. Mary's is putting this press on for the first time tonight, and the Owls are beating it. They're beating it with ease, but then they go strong to the hoop, and they're not converting, and you don't need to go strong to the hoop. Just pull it out and kill some clock, and I'm sure Coach Bill actually made that a point during that timeout. So,
okay, Lady Owls get it inbounded, and they turn it over. Off the knee of Keyshore. Thinks she was fouled but didn't get it. Here comes St. Mary's with the ball down by 7. 1:45 to go. Here's a three ball. Good.
Looks like they're going to rule that a 2.
Okay. Must have had a toe on the line. Thankfully, 5-point game. Here comes Johnson going to try to break the press. And she's going to. And there is a foul on St. Mary's. Keyshore in the corner was mugged.
Yeah, she was.
That foul's on number 25.
St. Mary's coach is now trying to get those fouls in, and he's yelling at everyone in here could hear that that was they're clearly trying to get a foul, and the ref didn't want to blow it.
I don't have a number 25 on their team.
I don't either.
So Haley Keene is fouled. That foul's on 32. Beck. It's going to be her second. Team's third. So two more fouls, and the Lady Owls will be shooting. Minute 14 to go. I'll tell you, this is going to be. It's going to be too close of a finish. Who do we want at the free throw line, Gavin?
I mean, you got to go with.
There's a foul on number 25 again.
I would say you got to go with the leader of the team. You got to put Haley at the line. She's proven that she can make shots in big moments. So
we're only down to 110, so they quickly made work of those fouls. The next foul, Lady Owls will be shooting two. And there it is. It's going to be Keyshore going to the line.
And that's not a bad foul for the Owls to have. You know, Keyshore made one of two at the line the last time, so.
Yep. So pressure on the Lady Owls here to make free throws. 5-point lead, 109 to go. Keyshore's first one is up and off the mark. Tell you, we might be happy about that toe on the line down
there.
Yeah. Keyshore's second one is up and off the mark. They fight for the rebound.
They got a jump, it looks like.
They did get a jump ball, and it's going to go to St. Mary's. At least got it tied up.
Yeah, that's important, knowing that the next one's going to go to the Owls here with only 60 seconds left.
Sophia Long's going to come into the game for Mallory Craig.
St. Mary's
going to take a full timeout. We'll take a break with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Owls Nest. Lady Owls with the lead, 31-26. It's going to be St. Mary's possession. We have 1:15 to go, I believe.
Yeah.
I have a score from the Dutch Oven. It's tied now. The boys have made a comeback. Tied at 34 with 3:45 to go. So, nice little comeback by your boys, Owls. Our Lady Owls are going to be at the line for every St. Mary's foul now, as there's five fouls on the Dutch. So, here comes the Dutch across the timeline, 1:04 to go.
This is a big possession for the Owls defensively to get a stop and just kill some more clock and head to the line.
There's a charge call on 42, Granati. Must have threw an elbow up or something while she was down there. Timeout going to be taken here by Coach Blatchley. Referee's not really paying attention to the coach.
No, that's probably the third or fourth time tonight where... coach has called a timeout.
And they're not going to let us know, but we're going to stay here this time. We know it was a wait time, but okay. So we're staying here anyways. Gavin, we got a close game here, 5-point spread.
Yeah.
Lady Owls with possession.
Yeah, this is huge for the Lady Owls here. Most importantly, you want to kill some clock, under a minute left, but you gotta hit your free throws because you know St. Mary's is going to foul, so you got to hit some free throws here to to extend the lead and close this game out strong.
Yeah, looks like free throws are going to be the key. Lady Owls are going to inbound, and I would expect a St. Mary's foul instantly. They haven't been that strong from the line tonight, so looks like Johnson or Keene will get the inbound and probably be fouled instantly. It is to Haley Keene who they foul instantly, and Haley will be at the line for two. Like you said, here comes the leader. So
yep.
She's ready for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's who you want at the line right now for the Lady Owls, you know. Extend this lead and close this game out and pick up that first league win this year. So
47.7 to go, 5-point lead for your Lady Owls. Keene's first free throw is up and good. There's the strong leadership that we expected. Here comes Keene's second free throw. It's off the back iron, rebounded by Keyshore. Gets it to Long, and it's stolen away. St. Mary's with the ball. Take it all the way down. Going to shoot two down at the other end. Looks like the foul's on Mackenzie Taylor. That's going to be her third.
That was that's the second time tonight. It looked like a Lady Owl was set underneath. It's trying to take a charge, and they've been blocked both times. So.
Hans Sloven's going to be at the line shooting two. They trail by six. And it's nothing but net for Hans Sloven. So there's been quite a difference in the foul shooting between the two teams here tonight.
There certainly has.
And I don't like the feeling right now. We got to survive. Hans Sloven is good on the next one. That cuts it to a four-point game. They get it into Keene. Keene is fouled. So Haley Keene's going to come back to the line. 36.6 seconds. We can't trade two for one.
No, certainly cannot.
But their St. Mary's coach has seen an opportunity. Put him at the line. Here comes Haley Keene. The first one's up. And it's good. Second one's up. And good.
Big time.
That's
big time there from Haley.
Three out of four for Haley Keene. We can't complain about that.
And the Owls do have some fouls to give here. And it looked like St. Mary's is going to beat that with ease. So smart foul there by Long to just slow it up. And
that's only her first. And yes. St. Mary's going quick to the basket. And too far underneath. Rebounded. Rebounded by Hans Sloven and put back in. Okay, it's going to be Alyssa Johnson this time being fouled. 21.1 seconds. Lady Owls up by six. The Lady Owls weren't looking for the rebound on that shot that was short.
Yeah.
I thought a few of them had an opportunity for it. They let the shooter have it back. So here comes Alyssa Johnson at the line for two.
Two big ones here.
Oh. And she gets the shooter's roll.
The home gym roll.
One more here with a five-point lead for Alyssa Johnson. It's in. Very nice. Senior leadership there. It's going to be a 30-second timeout taken. We're going to take a break with them. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Find out how the Canal Trust helps to preserve and maintain the C&O Canal National Historical Park at canaltrust.org. The Trust is committed to protecting the unique history, providing educational programs, and supporting the park's overall sustainability. Visit canaltrust.org to learn about the Trust's efforts on recruiting and inspiring the next generation of park enthusiasts so all can enjoy this beautiful natural resource. Sponsored by the C&O Canal Trust.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back for an exciting, way more exciting than I cared to have finished.
Yeah.
6-point lead right now for the Lady Owls. 21.1 to go. St. Mary's Dutch with the ball. Quick score from down in the Dutch oven. The game is tied with the Owls' possession with 1:11 to go. And this is good defense by the Owls, burning some clock. We're down to 16 seconds. And there's a foul on Long.
That's not a bad foul to take either, because again, they still had a foul to give. Now they don't, but
yeah, the foul was called on the floor. 13.4. Lady Dutch with possession. It looks pretty good right now. Here's a three ball.
Oh.
A foul shooting the three ball. So Hans Sloven is gonna go to the line for three.
Yeah, that's the last thing the Lady Owls wanted there.
That's a third foul on Sevilla Long.
They were better off with her just actually making that free throw, because the clock runs, and it runs, and it runs, and then you can inbound it. So
there's the first one good by Hans Sloven. She can cut the lead to three here. Second one's up and good. We're at 11.7 seconds. Third one's up and good. We got a three-point ball game. Lady Owls inbound. Trying to get a timeout down here. They called a foul on number 42, Granati. It's going to be her third.
They got the timeout first, it looks
like.
They
did get the timeout first. It's a full timeout. We're going to take the break with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Exciting finish here at the ladies. Lady Owls lead 36-33. I don't know exactly what's left right now because of the clock is on the timeout right now. But
there was eight.
Are they going to put any time back on? They're not talking
about
that.
I don't believe so because the timeout and the foul were almost at the same time. So I believe there was like 8.7.
Okay. So down south in the Dutch Oven, we're going to go to overtime with it tied at 34 of the boys' game. I don't want to go to overtime here. So Lady Owls are going to inbound on the far baseline, 8.9 to go. Three-point lead. Try to get it into Keene.
And they got
and there's
a foul.
A foul away from the ball. Looks like Keyshore is going to go to the line. The foul is on 20, Collins. That's her first. Well, maybe it's on Hans Loven because I don't see a 20 out there.
So the ref came over and explained it's going to be a team control foul, so the Owls won't be shooting again. They'll just simply re-inbound it.
Okay. And now the other referee wants an explanation. That's correct. Okay. So they're going to once again inbound under their basket at 8.9 seconds to go. Three-point lead for your Lady Owls. There's the inbound to Keene, and
they're going
to
get an intentional.
You think they'll get it?
They did. The far ref signaled one, so.
Big push in the back. That's going to be an intentional foul, which will give the Lady Owls two free throws and possession. Am I correct?
Yes.
Two
yes,
free throws
yes,
and
it
possession.
Should be, it should be the
so Haley
Keene
will shoot two here with a three-point lead, 7.5 seconds to go. So they got the ball to Haley, who started to dribble, and the girl didn't go for the ball.
No,
she just
yeah.
hammered her in the back.
Haley had her beat and would have most likely killed the rest of this time.
St. Mary's coach not happy with that call, but you're not going for the ball.
Yeah.
Completely hammered her in the back. First free throw is no good.
This one, you just make one free throw here. Extends it to two possession, and you get the ball back. So
second big one's
time.
Up and good. Okay. Two possession game. 4-point lead, 7.5 to go. Lady Owls will be inbound in it. That was a big free throw by Haley Keene, as you said,
yep.
making it a two-possession game. Here comes your inbound.
And she has Keyshore. There you go.
They got it into Keyshore, but she dribbled off 3 seconds mm-hmm. before she was fouled. Keyshore is going to go to the line. 4-point lead, 4.4 seconds to go. I'm going to go ahead and say your Lady
yeah.
Owls are going to come away with a victory.
Yeah,
here.
Coach Blatchley's calling everyone over. I can only imagine he's telling them, don't even do anything. Because,
do not foul.
Because if they make a basket, the clock's going to run. So,
first free throw by Keyshore is off the mark. And the other four are going back. There's the second free throw. It's good by Keyshore. 2 seconds. Jumper off the mark. That's going to be your final score. Lady Owls, 38. Lady Dutch, 33. Got a little closer than we wanted there, Gavin. But
certainly did.
Lady Owls come away with a victory. That's their fifth victory in a row. They run their record to 6-3. Big test coming up Wednesday night. We'll be back on the air next Friday, 7:15, in a league matchup against Brookville. So this is James Patrick for Gavin Piscatelli and Nick. We're going to do some, take a break, compile some stats. We'll be back with the post game. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Hey, it's Nina Blackwood. This week on Absolutely 80s, Paul Young marks a milestone and a wedding that was attended by 700 million people. Plus Madonna, Bonnie Tyler, Godly and Cream, Mr. Mister, and Duran Duran. Only on the next Absolutely 80s. Sunday morning at 10 here on B107.5 FM.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick with Gavin Piscatelli here at the Lady Owls Nest. Thrilling game tonight by your Lady Owls and a victory. They come away with a victory 38-33 and run their record in D9 to one win, one loss. An overall record to 6 wins and 3 losses.
Yeah, and that's a 5-game win streak now, and it was a good game. You know, the Owls, they were up by as many as 12 there in the fourth quarter, and you got to give St. Mary's credit. I mean, they chipped away, but the Owls, you know, that was a gutsy performance there at the end, hitting a few of those free throws and extending the lead and then just eventually closing it out. So that's something you like to see. You know, blowout wins are great, but seeing that you have the ability to win the close ones, those are even better sometimes.
Yeah, that's huge. There'll be further close ones going down the road.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, the Lady Owls will be tested. Certainly, they're put their 5-game win streak on the line when they play host to Warren here Wednesday night. The Warren Lady Dragons are certainly a strong program. But exciting victory here for your Lady Owls. Lady Owls were led by Haley Keene with 17 points, Alyssa Johnson with 11. Mackenzie Taylor had 4 points, and Mallory Craig, Sevilla Long, and Alexis Keyshore all with 2 points. Just good leadership by Keene, good leadership by Johnson, quick hands by Johnson. There was a spurt there where Keene took over both ends.
Yeah.
Blocking balls, scoring strong on the far end.
Yeah.
So great performance once again by the Lady Owls. They had their moments where they seemed lackadaisical.
Yeah, and I mean, those will happen every here and there. But, and you know, you mentioned Keene had 17, 12 of those in the second half. So that's something you really like to see.
What they have in over in St. Mary's side, Gavin?
Yeah, so Hans Sloven led the way tonight. She had 14. From there, Gornati had 8. Beck had 5, Franz had 4, and Sura had 2.
I'll tell you, the only bench player that scored tonight was Alexis Keyshore. All the other points from the starters, so no points really off the bench for either team. So that takes St. Mary's league record to 0-3. Their overall record to 3-5. And once again, the Lady Owls moved to 6-3 overall with a 5-game win streak. That's certainly been a long time since we've been able to say that about the Lady Owls. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
So our next scheduled broadcast at this time will be next Friday from here at the Owls Nest, where your Lady Owls will take on the Brookville Rovers. Hello, Tom. Tom gets a little shout out, waiting for me to get out of his way. So thank you for tuning in this evening. This has been James Patrick, along with Gavin Piscatelli and Nick in the studio for WESB Sports. This has been Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.